doing anything with, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they just tear them out then, and whenever they need them, well, you just put up electric things.
Do those run from house current, or do you use a battery?
Well, you can use your high line, or you can use your dry cell, or a wet battery. There's mm-hmm. different kinds you can use.
Do these things drain the battery all the time, or just when
well, yeah, on your battery kind, they click back and forth, and every time that make contact, well, it takes a little juice, mm-hmm. but it don't take much. A battery is too low to run your car or run a fence charger for months.
Hmm.
But the ones that you hook on the high line, it doesn't use any juice until it's contact made.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I'd walk up that fence and touch that fence, why, it starts using that juice, and you realize mm-hmm. it. Or if a weed or anything gets again that wire to make contact, it'll burn that weed down.
All right.
Or don't use it.
Is that hot? Huh?
Yeah, they call them weed killers. Or. And if a cow walks up there, boy, you can see the spark fly.
You know, I'd be afraid it would be me up there on that thing.
Well, you get a hold of them sometimes. Oh, it won't hurt you. It just scares you. You can walk up there and grab that thing and just hold that bird with a battery type and just hang on to it. It won't hurt you. It'll hit you a little. But these other kind will burn you pretty good because that current just keeps coming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just walk up there and just touch it a little, it just knock a pee out of it. But if you just grab it,
you're a good
firm, well, it don't hurt you. But it's hard to grab it.
No, I bet it is. Yeah, I bet these young kids make a game out of that.
Yeah.
Who grabbed the fence? Do you have stones or rocks around here in your fields?
Stones or rocks, yeah. There's a few rocks in every field that I know of.
Do you do anything with these?
Oh, we usually haul them out, a few. They're not many now. There's a few show up now, and we usually, I've got some needs hauling out now.
You build things with them, or?
Well, they're really not a building rock. You just throw them in the wash.
What's a wash?
Well, it's where the water has run fast enough, it's washing the ground away, making a gully or a erosion.
This is right in the field, huh?
Yeah, it could be anywhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the edge of the field or along the road. Of course, you wouldn't want to put them rock out in a field much, you mm-hmm. know. It'd be the edge of the field is where it goes under the fence usually.
When you had a well, how did you get your water?
Well, we had a windmill that would was wind powered, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the shallow wells, they couldn't be drawn, but the deeper wells, the drill wells, they were too deep to draw by hand, and mm-hmm. they was wind powered windmills.
What did you carry your water in?
Well, we had stock tanks to put it in, but first to the chicken house or hog house or something like that, we carried buckets, I suppose that's what you had reference to.
Uh-huh. Were these metal or were they wood?
Yeah, it's metal.
Now, what was the stock tank? Was that?
Well, that was a large container at the windmill that would hold the water.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of times they refer to stock tanks as easier ponds.
Uh-huh.
But we referred to them back then as metal containers.
Uh-huh. A pond is something out in a field.
And they call them stock tanks now.
Huh. That's rather confusing.
It is, the way, you know. Because we always call them ponds, and our tank up the windmill was a tank. But out in Texas and out there, they talk about stock tanks. Well, that's just a hollowed out place in the ground where the windmill runs into. They don't have no metal thing there. Just let the windmill run into that